I want to welcome everybody to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. It feels like I've been gone for weeks, and it's only been two, missing the last two. I've gotten rave reviews last week from about my father's interview of Phil and Gloria Offerly. So if you missed that one, you're going to want to catch the recording. And then a couple weeks before that, we had Stacey Grieve. And if you haven't ordered her book, I encourage you to do that. I got our copy this week and looking forward to tearing into that. Well, this morning it is in honor of me, anytime we have the opportunity to have a newer wellness consultant and one who has raised the bar and set a precedent or as a benchmark of earning the Power Launch bonus and doing it significantly. That's a great treat of ours. So Stacey Manish is our guest this morning, and Stacey, I want to welcome you to the call.
Thank you so much, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no, our pleasure. And Stacey resides in Vermont, and another beautiful part of the country, like the Pacific Northwest, where we're at, clear across the country. And I have been to your state before, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Stacey, give us a little history about your life. I mean, you don't have to go back to birth, how much you weigh, and all that good stuff. But what was life like before Nikan for you?
Oh, all right. Well, Vance, I am a fourth-generation family owner of our business called Johnson Woolen Mills, and that's in Johnson, Vermont. So I basically have been in Vermont most of my life. I did go to the University of Northern Colorado in Greeley one year. great skiing out there.
I was going to say, you branched out, huh?
You know how college kids are.
Yeah.
They go where the snow is. Then I came back and finished up college at the University of Vermont, which is a great school. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be a sales rep for my family business, Johnson Woolen Mills. Being on the road, I traveled all over Maine, New Hampshire, and then finally all over New England.
Okay.
So we're building relationships as far as working with our dealers.
Mm-hmm.
In 1996, I got married and started a company called Menashe Realty Services. So I'm a licensed real estate broker also, another hat that I wear. And then in December of 98, my ex-husband, I'm now divorced, and I bought my family company, Johnson Woolen Mills, making me the fourth-generation owner and the first woman.
Wow.
So anyway...
And what does Johnson Woolen Mills, are you guys creating the raw material, the raw product, or...
You know, we used to do that. We used to bring in the raw wool. Vermont, around 1800, pardon me, had six sheep for every man, woman, and child in the state. A little history there. So we did the combing and the carding and the weaving of the wool on the first leg. And then around 1950-ish, we stopped doing that and just bought the fabric and did a cut-and-sew operation.
Okay.
We're one of about four woolen mills left in the United States. We have 35 employees. 30 of them are in the factory side of the company, and 5 of them are in the store side of the company. We have a retail store right on the main street in Johnson. So I wear a lot of hats.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And that was my life before Nikan and during Nikan, because I'm doing both of them at the same time.
Now, are you still active in the real estate industry as well?
I keep my broker's license,
okay.
Yeah. You know, I keep updated, and, I can walk land, find pins, clean springs, do all of that stuff. But
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of busy with the manufacturing. We do a lot of custom work for the Japanese.
Wow.
They love our products, our woolen products. And people have told me before that when they get off the subway in Tokyo, they can step onto the street and discern 30 or 40 Johnson Woolen Mill products, which really makes my heart sing. So I absolutely love anything Japanese.
Okay. So effectively, I guess, having a business like that, I didn't realize the similarities. you probably weren't aggressively looking for an occupation, being that your family had this already going.
You know, Vance, I was keeping a lot of balls in the air just trying to keep that going. Manufacturing in the United States is not easy. I'm buying my hair dye by the case. But we're making it work. You know, we Vermonters are Yankee conservative, hardworking people. Mm. And we found a wonderful niche in the Japanese market doing custom things for them.
Wow.
So we're very, very blessed with that.
Okay. Well, fantastic. So what, having that, you're not looking for a business opportunity, what opened the door for Niken?
Well, I've always been very health conscious, and actually I was very active athletically. I was the first girl pitching Little League baseball for the boys. So anything that would make me stronger, faster, healthier. And I really, really wasn't looking for a job, another job, or another business. But perhaps you've met Mary Ann.
Mm-hmm.
I was joking last weekend at the conference in Burlington with Doug Braun and Anthony Beauvais that Mary Ann should come with a warning sign around her neck that says, talking with me will change your life. So anyway, I had ripped my ACL skiing, and I was attempting to buy a knee brace from her other business called Yankee Medical. And the insurance company was giving me a lot of problems, as they will. And I just thought, oh, you know, I'll just email her and see if she can help. So within 5 minutes, she emailed me back and said, of course I'll help you get that, don't worry. And we started talking about Niken again. I had been signed up when I was going through my divorce, and it just wasn't the right time, and, you know, my heart wasn't in it. But she said, hey, you know, we've talked about this before, but you want to talk about it again? And I said, yeah, you know, I would. I'm ready now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just am so happy that I made that decision, because now my heart is in it. I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it. And it's been wonderful.
The timing, essentially, for you is the biggest component, and it was a great reminder.
Exactly.
That timing is imperative. I mean, it for some people, and we've heard that many, many times before, that sometimes when you approach someone, that it's just not the right timing.
And I totally agree. And having that happen to me, when I talk to people about Niken now, and they say no, I said, oh, okay.
Sure.
And I'm going to keep that lesson in mind, and, you know, maybe next year, or maybe when I run into them in the grocery store, I'll just say, hey, would you like to, now a better time, would you like to talk about it now?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good lesson.
Yeah. Now, were you obviously looking for a product for relief for your ACL, and more open to, I mean, it looks like you got a full plate already.
I've got an overfull plate already. Yes, and believe it or not, I'm embarrassed to even say this, but I had bought a Niken Aquapore Deluxe that was in a box from 2.5 years earlier. I said to Marianne, I said, you know, maybe you could come help me set up my water. And she said, of course I will. Marianne doesn't have no in her vocabulary. So she came to my house and helped me set up my water and just was talking to me about it again. And my mom had a sore back, and she talked to her about the sleep system, and one thing led to another, and, you know, now we've got Niken houses with air and water and mattress and fly mags and necklaces and everything, and the cats have a Niken pet pad, and it's out of control.
It's definitely been indoctrinated and fully Nikenized. I'm curious, Stacy, on when it comes to balancing, because one of the greatest objections that we hear from folks all the time is that, you know, there's just not enough time. I mean, how do you balance? I mean, how do you attempt to even live the five pillars of health, knowing that you're running a very, you know, lucrative company, large company? I mean, you're definitely, as Robert Kiyosaki talks about, definitely into the business owner quadrant. With 35 employees, that's a full-time gig. And most people would say, you know, yeah, I got all kinds of free time between midnight and 5 a.m. How do you manage that?
Well, Vance, what I did was, being so busy with my 35 employees and being divorced, my employees are family to me. And when I found these great products that were helping me, helping my pets, helping my mom feel better, I had to share it with them. So even though I didn't have a lot of time to do separate businesses, I could synergistically bring everybody together, which is what I did. I started introducing the products and inviting my store employees to wellness previews. We have this cute little lodge. It's right on the river behind the woolen mill. And, you know, my sales reps and customers and people like that come and stay there.
Mm.
Well, I turned that into a Nikan Wellness Lodge. It's got the air, it's got the water, it's got everything. It's cute as bugs there. So I would invite my store employees down there after work, and Mary Ann would come up, and every couple of weeks we'd do something fun. It would be a presentation on sleep or a presentation on bone density. And the store people were all on board. They wanted to sign up. They wanted to be part of it. You know, some of their parents had bad backs. Some didn't sleep. And they could just see the need.
Oh, sure.
So instead of having two separate businesses, so to speak, I brought them both together.
So you literally integrated it and made it part of the world that you were already in.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that was so much easier than, you know, reinventing the wheel. And it was a wonderful thing for me, win-win, because here my employees now are sleeping on the sleep system. They're more rested. They've got more energy. They're happy. And so on my Johnson Woolmill side, I've got a better employee.
Absolutely. So is there no such thing as conflict of interest?
Exactly. And then on the other hand, you know, these people are my family. I love them all. And it's not the high-rent district up here. You know, I can't pay them $15, $20, $30 an hour.
Mm.
So what I can do is provide them with an opportunity to make more money selling the Nikan products.
Absolutely.
And what I do is, we've got a beautiful little special area in our store with the Nikan products. And all of the girls and guys that work there, you know, they're all trained. They come to all the wellness previews. They were in Burlington last week with Doug Braun and Anthony. They're learning, reading, so they're up top. And what I do is I offer them a bonus. For example, one of my 67-year-old employees, she came in my office last week, and she said, you know, Stacey, I'm 67 years old. I thank God every day you let me walk through that door and work for you.
Mm.
And now the Nikan bonuses that I make, I'm so happy. What I do, Vance, is if with a pet pad, for example, they're $150 wholesale, but $120 retail. So when Ann sold one of the pet pads in the store last week for $150, she got the difference between the wholesale and the retail.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And she is so happy. Here's a 67-year-old woman who needs money, needs a job, and here she is, you know, loving the products herself, and she just made $30.
Wow.
So it's a win-win situation, I feel, for everybody.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And technically, it's really not a storefront, because it's part of your business, and you've just, again, you using the word integrate, you've integrated it right on in to your life, which is something that all of us can do, rather than making it a separate entity. You know, wherever we're at, whatever we're doing, Nikan should become part of it.
Exactly.
Because it's part of who we are. I have to ask a question. When it comes to the Power Lodge bonus, what was it, $1,100 you earned from that?
That was fantastic. I just am so thrilled to be associated with a company like Nikan that treats their people so well. You know, that was a bonus for doing something that I was going to do anyway.
Right. So how many of the packs
Six.
Six.
One of my employees in the store bought the starter pack because he works part-time, mm-hmm. and he wanted to have his pack to work with when he wasn't at the John Salomo store. One of my, so he could show his clients the pack, you know, the packs and all the things that are in it. And, you know, when you sit down and you look at the pack, it's an incredible way to launch your business in the financially, you know, highest and best use of your money way.
Absolutely.
And my 67-year-old employee got the bone pack because her friends are all older and concerned with, you know, osteo issues. And so each person that bought a pack did it for their own individual reason, but it worked for them.
Sure.
And what we did was we just kind of talked to them all and got them all lined up to kind of do everything at the same time because I wanted to do my silver run in March.
Okay.
And my store manager, Rachel, she too bought a pack because when she wasn't at work, she wanted to introduce it to her friends and have people come to her house. So each person that bought a pack had their group of people that they wanted to, you know, use it with and show it to.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just fantastic to get an $1,100 bonus for doing what I was going to do anyway. It's like, whoa, I love it.
So I have to ask the question, your first month as a silver, as far as this would have been in March activity, your April 15th check, $1,100 of that was from the power launch bonus, and then what was actually the grand total?
It was over $3,000, Sam.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so incredible. My chiropractor, acupuncture fellow, called me up, and he got a check also because he went executive. He says, oh, my gosh, Stacy, it is so wonderful to get a check in the mail. It was just so cute. You know, it's so nice to have the opportunity to help people mm-hmm. on a bunch of different levels.
Mm-hmm. And being a business owner, there is a sense, and I know you're aware of this, there's a sense of strategy that comes with doing exactly what you did because, you know, we can introduce people to the packs. However, doing them all kind of at a concentrated time, you're going to, you know, not only have the opportunity to earn the bonus after introducing, you know, two people a month, but then if you double that and get four, then you're going to double it and, you know, the earnings multiply that much greater.
Right, and I got six, so... It was fantastic. Maybe it's a unique situation because with the Johnson Woolen Mills, I have my store. And I've got five people on my team right there that I see every day, that I talk to every day, that I work with every day. So there's no, you know, call me back next week kind of a thing. We're
sure.
right together every single day.
Sure.
And I think that helps because, you know, you talk things over, you figure it out. And, yeah, there is a strategy. The strategy would be to launch your business in the best way you can. And when mm-hmm. you've got five people all on board ready to go,
mm-hmm.
it's there's no stopping them.
Yeah, no, you go ahead and do it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, seizing the opportunity. Looking back, because there's a lot of people on the call with us right now that they're not business owners. They don't have the... people equity that you would have. When you're starting some of your people, what do you counsel them? What do you encourage them to do if they don't have that sense of people equity? Where would they go for their contacts?
Well, that's a really good question, and I totally am blessed to have the situation that I have. And I've heard Reed Nelson, who is just absolutely off the charts awesome, a few months ago down in the southern part of Lake Maury, Vermont, say to everyone in the room, you know what you look for? You look for business people that are really, really busy people. Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of leaders that you want to get on your team. You know, if you didn't have a company, if you could go out and find someone that own the company and show them the benefit of the product, so maybe they would want to introduce it to their employees. You know, maybe they could get rid of those terrible plastic bottles and put a Nikan Aquaport Deluxe in their lunchroom, you know, and just inch by inch work yourself from the top down, kind of, so to speak.
And I have, you know, I guess I'm blessed or biased towards Reed because we live in the same town, and we work, you know, literally on a weekly basis together. And you're absolutely right that, you know, that counsel of going after or just, and a lot of us may be afraid to talk to somebody who owns their own business or as a manager of a store because we look at them and say, oh, they're too busy, number one, or they're already successful, so they don't really need Nikan. And we're doing ourselves a disservice because those type of people need Nikan even more than the person who's got all the time in the world. Like somebody who's homeless, you know, living on the street. Because, you know, number one, they don't have any people equity. And I'm not judging them or anything like that. I'm just saying that, you know, somebody who is already active in society, who really is a forward thinker, those are the type of people that can have the greatest amount of impact on, you know, our society and with what Nikan has to offer. Stacey, we're a little housekeeping thing right quick here. We've got somebody on the line that somehow snuck onto the host line. If you can hit star six on your phone, then we won't have to hear your background noise there.
Mine?
No, it's not yours at all.
No, it's not me. It's pretty quiet here.
I'm in a soundproof environment in our entertainment room, so I know it's not me. Looking ahead to the future, because what you're doing, you know, occupationally wise, it sounds like you've got a perfect fit. I can't imagine not carrying on what you're doing. Where do you see this going for you as far as continuing to develop and grow as a leader from silver to gold, you know, and on in the next few years?
Well, I just want to keep doing what I'm doing. I don't really keep my eye on any particular level. I just like to talk to people, and it's kind of the art of the deal. If you can make somebody feel better and get somebody signed up on your team, I just see myself in the future steering on the way I've been. And I'm just loving it. In Vermont, I kind of live in the sticks, and to be able to go to Orlando a couple of weeks ago and meet with great, high-energy, fun people, you know, it's such an opportunity. I want to hang right with it, and I would like to win the trip to Cancun.
Uh-huh. So you basically, when you do the math, you were a few days shy of winning that because you did all that volume in March, and of course I'm sure you kind of wish that the contest started in March, eh?
Well, you know what? I'm going to get it anyway, Van. Won't matter, but it would have been even better then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. You know, there's a lot of things, and I've asked several questions as a business owner. Do you find it, and again, because you started by saying that, you know, the timing was everything with being reintroduced to it, and looking ahead to the future again, when you had said that you come across somebody who says, hey, not right now, no, it's not a real good thing, what do you do with that person?
I just put it in my tickler file. With communication nowadays, you can email, you can call, you can talk to people, you might run into them. Like, for example, it was 2 years later, or maybe 2.5 years later, that I reconnected with Mary Ann, and she thought, wow, Stacey's, you know, just busy, 35 employees buying her hair dye by the case. She'll be too busy for Nikan. But, you know, she asked me, and I think one of the biggest things that we can do is just ask. You know, people will decide if it's right for them or when it's right for them. But if you don't ask them, you've taken away their chance to make a decision. So just ask them and re-ask them and ask everybody.
Sure, absolutely.
Hang on one second.
All callers are muted.
Okay. You know, and I think that's so important to continually ask people because, you know, something I learned from Dave Johnson years ago, the answer to the question that's never asked is no.
Exactly.
Always.
Exactly.
Always. And, you know, again, going back to, you know, working with Reid and learning from him, he's always stated, and I use this line all the time when talking to people, that, you know, I'm looking for business partners. I'm wanting to expand my business. And if the business isn't for you, then you owe it to yourself to hook up with the product because, you know, they've changed my family's life in the last 18 years. I can't imagine being without it. So we do. We always have that, you know, that fallback. And, if you know, and absolutely if it's not for them, then, you know, suffer.
Yeah. You have the right. And you know what? We have, and I have gotten a ton of no's. But that just tells me that out there, there's a yes coming.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get discouraged. You just got to just ask all the time. I've got a woman that wants to sign up. She lives in California, and she wants to buy a sleep system. I talked to her on the airplane all the way from Burlington to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
The poor woman, I talked her ear right off. And when we got off the plane, she said to me, do you have time to go have a cup of coffee with me before your next flight? So it was a relationship that I built just by being on the airplane and just by talking.
Mm-hmm.
So I think talking and just asking the questions are the biggest thing we bring to the table.
Right, right. Yeah. You know, and it's funny because my last flight coming home, I was sitting in between elderly retired gal who we knew some of the same people here in our area where we live, and then on my right was the administrator for one of the local school districts. And the more I shared with him about, you know, what I do, because he asked, he kept turning back and said, well, good for you. Good for you. And I thought, oh, boy, he's so much into this rut of his occupation that he just cannot see the forest through the trees. I mean,
right.
No wavering whatsoever, and I applaud him because he, you know, this is what he wanted to do, and he kind of has his life set out for him, you know, all the getting all the ducks in a row and whatnot, and commuting back and forth between Portland and Chicago once a month for higher education, PhD or something like that, which, hey, so be it, because I'm not that smart, and better he do it than me, because I have no interest in higher education in that matter. It's just, it's not my cup of tea. But it's one of those things that when we ask the question, when we build the relationship, and if they do say no, it's okay, because, you know, we can always come back to them later. Stacey, another thought here that pops in my mind. When it you never once mentioned, and which I think is always hilarious, another similarity that you and I have is you talked about looking for a product for your torn ACL, but you never said whether or not that, you know, your life was completely turned right side up as a result of that product.
For a product of my, can you say that again, Vance?
Well, you said you'd torn your ACL.
Oh, ACL skiing. Yeah.
But it wasn't, so it really wasn't the product experience.
No, it was just the connection.
Yeah, okay. Which, again, is so imperative because often we always think that, well, once somebody has a product experience, then they'll be so excited. And, something Reid said a couple weeks ago when we were talking, he said, you know, you don't go into the restaurant industry because you're hungry.
Exactly. I just love the business part of it and the opportunity to be able to give my employees, you know, a chance to make more money and a chance to have health at the same time. And I should add, Vance, having Marianne for a sponsor, she is absolutely key to my success. She is so helpful, always coming up and giving us more information and training us, helping us. I think it's so important when you're a sponsor to train people to be what you want them to be by showing them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of watch what successful people do, and that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it never would have happened without her. She's just fantastic. So she's training me to be, hopefully, a good sponsor. Yesterday, my store manager came over to my office, and she was so excited. We had had a wellness preview at the Little Lodge in Johnson on Wednesday night. Mary Ann had come up and given a great demonstration on sleep. And Rachel, my store manager's guest, was so taken that she came yesterday and signed up and bought a product. And this was the first real outside the family person that my store manager had gotten. And so she came over to my office, sat at my computer, and, you know, I helped her put the new person in. And I just think hands-on helping is so important because now she knows how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a whole lot simpler than, you know, attending an all-day seminar on, okay, this is how you sponsor somebody.
Right, exactly.
So much more fun just to go ahead and do it at the, you know, when the time is right and, you know, and put the person in. And you just mentioned something that reminded me of the responsibility that we have to model as wellness consultants. And it's not about getting to a position or buying our products and then going away into a cave someplace and hiding. We've seen people do that. They get to a level and exactly what Marianne is modeling for you is what you're going to in turn model for other people.
Yeah, because she's very successful, and you watch what successful people do, and that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's work. It's
sure.
A lot of traveling. It's a lot of time. She gives all the time, and she loves it. She's so smart. She's training us because we're new. We don't have all the answers by any means, but we're willing to learn, and we can get everybody together, which is great because all of our team, we can get together in one place, and instead of her having to do it 15 times, she can do it once.
Sure, sure. What's the population of Johnson, Vermont?
I would say probably about 1,700.
Okay.
Maybe it gets a little bit more because we have one of the four state colleges in Vermont, Johnson State College.
Uh-huh.
So it might be a little bit more in September than it is in July, but...
Okay.
We're fairly small. The whole state of Vermont, I don't even think, has hit 600,000.
Wow.
Yeah, we're tiny. Our largest city, but actually a very beautiful city, is Burlington, right on Lake Champlain. And I believe that's around 60,000 people. And that's the biggest that we've got.
Sure. Okay. So, I asked that question because a lot of people think that, well, you know, if you're in a big city, there's lots more people to talk to. Not the case.
No, I don't think so. And Nikan being a global business, you know, you might have a friend in France or you might have a friend in we're very close to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to do all your fishing right at home. You know, you can get out, which is so wonderful with this company. I love that.
Mm-hmm. And with the new change in the international sponsoring policy that we make it to senior, which people do right off the bat.
Yeah.
Boom, take the International Business Certification course online and then, you know, go overseas and make it happen.
And it's free this month, so that's fantastic. I'm just hitting all the green lights, aren't I?
The timing is everything.
I know.
Well, Stacey, this has been an absolute treat for us. I know you've inspired myself and all the rest of the folks on the call. And so thank you and looking forward to putting... I know what your face looks like because you're all over the Nikan website, but a real-life bona fide face in Cancun.
Oh.
And I just want to remind folks that if you've got somebody that you think, well, you know, I know a business owner, I know someone this would be a good fit for them to hear this story, simply www.saturdayamlive.com, and they can catch the recording. I do need to remind you that Steve Crowfoot is traveling this weekend, so it might be a couple days before it's up, but you can get that there. So, Stacey, I appreciate you taking the time to do this, and we just appreciate the fact that another business owner is part of the Nikan family.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Vance. I feel very honored to have done this, so thank you.
It's my privilege. Trust me, totally. So I'm going to let you go, and I've got a couple announcements to cover with the gang. So, again, Stacey Manish has been our guest from Johnson, Vermont, and look forward to seeing her in Cancun when we all qualify and pull that off.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks again. Stacey again.
Okay. Bye.